This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The polling has begun for second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. The voting, which began at 7 a.m., will continue till 6 p.m. The assembly segments where voting is taking place today cover 8 electoral districts, including Kolkata North, Kolkata South, Howrah, Nadia, North 24 Parganas, South 24 Parganas, Hooghly and Purv Bardhaman. A total of 1,448 candidates are in the fray for 142 assembly seats in this phase. Over 3.22 crore electors are eligible to cast their votes. Out of them, over 4.12 lakh are first-time voters in the age group of 18 to 19 years. Around 3,200 voters are aged 100 years and above. Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free and fair polling. It has deployed around 2,500 companies of Central Armed Police Forces, along with over 6,000 quick response teams to ensure law and order during polling. Strict monitoring and rapid response teams have been activated to prevent any disturbances during the election process. CCTV cameras have been installed at every polling station to monitor voting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today inaugurate the 594-kilometre Ganga Expressway in Hardoi, Uttar Pradesh, linking Meerut to Prayagraj through 12 districts. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Built at a cost of 36,230 crore rupees, the six-lane Ganga Expressway will cut travel time between the two cities by nearly half. The expressway stretches 594 kilometres from Bijoli village in Meerut to Judapur Dandu in Prayagraj, traversing 12 districts and connecting western, central and eastern Uttar Pradesh. Developed by the Uttar Pradesh Expressways Industrial Development Authority, the six-lane access control corridor is designed for speeds up to 120 km per hour. It is expected to significantly enhance mobility for both passengers and freight while linking the state more directly to the national capital region. Uttar Pradesh government has positioned the Ganga Expressway as an expressway cum industrial growth corridor with 12 planned industrial nodes along its route. The BJP emerged victorious in all 15 municipal corporations where elections were held on April 26th. The party made a clean sweep in Morbi and Porbandar municipal corporations, bagging all 52 seats in both the local bodies. Of the 17 municipal corporations in the state, elections were held in 15. The term of the remaining two corporations is yet to expire. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to the people of Gujarat for a sweeping mandate in the Mahanagarpalika, Nagarpalika, Taluka Panchayat and Zilla Panchayat elections held across the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that today's results have made the bond between Gujarat and the BJP stronger. The United Arab Emirates has decided to leave the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, beginning May 1. The UAE's decision comes as a blow to the oil producers group as an unprecedented energy crisis caused by the Iran war exposes discord among Gulf nations. The exit of the UAE, one of the group's biggest producers, weakens OPEC's control over global oil supplies and widens a rift between the UAE and its neighbor Saudi Arabia. It could also free the UAE to increase output once exports via the Gulf resume, as it would no longer be governed by OPEC quotas. UAE Energy Minister Suhail Mohammed Al-Mazrui said that the decision was taken after examining the country's energy strategies. Foreign Affairs and Human Mobility Minister of Ecuador, Gabriela Sommerfeld, will be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. Ms. Sommerfeld will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets in New Chandigarh last night, chasing a target of 223 runs set by Punjab Kings. Rajasthan Royals scored 228 for 4 in 19.2 overs. Today, Mumbai Indians will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.